אוהב ימים לראותו. איי איי איי.
Preparation to the lesson intends.
מתוך שמעתי מה אורה השם משפל לי.
What is the Lord is exalted and the lowly will see. How can there be equivalence with the Creator when the person is the receiver while the Creator is the bestower? About this, of this speaks the verse, the Lord is lofty and the lowly one will see. If one is proud, raises himself, he is separated from the Creator, and if he doesn't, then he will see, meaning that he is awarded with the light of Chokhmah. But one who is prideful, meaning one who has his own authority, then he grows distant because equivalence is lacking.
How can we help each other now in order to feel the exaltedness of the Creator? How can we help each other to now in order to feel the exaltedness of the Creator?
Well, we try, first of all, to devote ourselves to the texts, to the lesson, to be an example of that, and to ask the lights to help us annul ourselves.
Practically, pride is what separates us and us and the Creator, which fills the entire reality. So we can help each other by giving each other an example outside and mainly inside to describe that other than the friends in them, this is where the Creator dwells and this is everything.
I'm very happy to hear this uproar here. All this noise as we prepare for the lesson. There's work going on. And truly, our common work is what determines everything and everything that breaks apart our common joint work, pride, separation, anything that isn't an inclination towards connection, that separates us from the Creator. We need to lean towards that. You don't exactly have to know what the work is, but to just lean towards the ten.
Of course, we know that the way to the Creator is through the friends. And in order to see the exaltedness of the Creator, the friends too have to be great in my eyes. Otherwise, I'm having illusions. We are sitting in a workshop and I feel that we're reading from Baal HaSulam, but actually our teaching, our method is here between us, in hearing the friends from the right place and to talk to the friends with awe from lowliness, humbleness. We can really feel how the reading things are actually living in us, and this is a great privilege that we have.
Yes, we have a practical method in order to raise the qualities of the friends, to see their virtues. Also, I remember that one cannot lift himself above his circle. You need to always elevate the circle, the ten, and by that you can yourself rise.
The greatness and importance of the goal and exaltedness, this is a topic that should always be in our mind and head, in our top priority, because we have nothing else except for uplift each other and the importance of the path. The moment we do that, a person gets strength to work in connection, in dissemination, work in the importance towards other things as well.
Yes, just remember the verse about as soon as one awakens from his sleep, he should remember the Creator. So we're sitting here together before the lesson, and we need to annul ourselves towards that idea that there's a force that gathered us here together and is letting us now engage with various thoughts and scrutinies, which not everyone is awarded with engaging in. So let's just help each other. The more we help each other and all towards that idea that there's one force in reality that's at work, wanting us to connect and be as one, to reveal love between us, to draw all of humanity to us, like bees are drawn to nectar, so that they feel that something sweet is going on here. For that, we need to always annul ourselves towards that idea that there is one force in reality, and we're walking towards that connection, and we ask Him to help us.
Yeah, it becomes apparent how the preparation, those moments are very precious, because then we enter the lesson and the challenge to be in what we speak of right now, to be as a 10 in the lesson and not as individuals, is very great, because then you don't really hear what is being talked about. So we should take it with us into the lesson.
Yes, during the lesson we need to remind each other internally as well, even when we don't speak in a workshop, that you hear the lesson from within the connection, from the inclination towards bestowal. I have to bestow to the friends because otherwise I have no one to bestow to. I cannot bestow to myself. I can only receive. So let's enter this lesson. Doesn't matter what we study, if we have a workshop or not. We always maintain we always observe this verse that we read together in our hearts.
So let's continue with the text that says, and lowliness is not when a person lowers himself before others. This is humbleness, and one feels wholeness in this work. Rather, lowness means that the world despises one. Precisely when people despise, it is considered lowness. At that time, one does not feel any wholeness, for it is a law that what people think affects a person. Therefore, if people respect him, he feels whole. And those that people despise, they think of themselves as low. So let us try scrutinizing what is the correct lowliness that we can somehow reach. Okay, the low shall see, not anyone else. So let's see who is low.
It's a good question. Who is the lowly? It seems to me that it's one who cut off his pride or was helped in cutting it off. I don't know exactly what it means actually to be in such lowliness in order to see.
Perhaps it means to see every time how far I am from connection, how far I am from the degree of the friends, how busy I am with myself compared to how busy I am with them.
Maybe it's one who manages to bring himself out of the equation, seeing that there is only one force operating in reality, and he can ascribe everything to that force. Perhaps that one is lowly.
Every moment we have a test of the friends around me, if I appreciate them more than myself, and if I don't, it means that I don't understand how lowly I am compared to them, or if I don't respect their question, if I'm rejected from them. We can see if we're in the frame of the Creator or not.
The scrutiny is indeed about if I see the Creator behind every friend, each friend behind the ten, and there I seek Him, not within the will to receive and what I imagine, but rather I look for Him in a way where He's revealed within the friends, and the extent that, to which I want to bestow to them and treat them the way He treats them.
It feels a bit elusive here, because naturally I would think that if I will lower myself towards the friends, then I will come to a feeling of lowliness. But he writes, it's not so. It is related to if he feels wholeness in the work. I think here this is where the environment comes into the picture. Obviously, if there's an environment that appreciates the path, then he feels whole in the work. And if he's in an environment which despises the path, then...
Amen.